O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. Let Israel now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let the house of Aaron now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let them now that fear the Lord say that his mercy endureth forever. I called upon the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a large place. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me? The Lord taketh my part with them that help me. Therefore shall I see my desire upon them that hate me. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in men. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. All nations compass me about, but in the name of the Lord will I destroy them. They compass me about, yea, they compass me about, but in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. They compass me about like bees, they are quenched as the fire of thorns, and in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. Thou hast thrust sore at me that I might fall, but the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and song and has become my salvation. The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacle of righteousness. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. The Lord hath chastened me sore, but he hath not given me over unto death. Open to me gates of righteousness. I will go into them, and I will praise the Lord. This gate of the Lord into which the righteous shall enter, I will praise thee. For thou hast heard me, and art become my salvation. The stone which the builders refused has become the headstone of the corner. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Save now, I beseech thee, O Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity. Blessed be he that cometh in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. God is the Lord which has showed us light. Bind the sacrifice with cords, even the horns of the altar. Thou art my God, and I will praise thee. Thou art my God, I will exalt thee. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. And now we'll give our attention to our brother Ken McGowan. His subject this morning being thoughts and meditation. Brother Ken.
Vanity, vanity, vanity. All labor under the sun is vanity. And yet this is the human nature of man to struggle for the materialism of this life. And I think we see then this same thing to the children in the wilderness, why they made the request to Aaron, and so forth. But we see the ones who were of the patriarchs as we know them, the men who were of great faith, women who were of great faith, and we see this one person here who is expressing his feelings so deeply toward God and loved him deeply, and God knew it. How he wanted God to dwell in a permanent place. How he expresses and looks forward to that permanent house. And how it pleased God. But also in his life, it illustrates the hills and the valleys that he lived. And it gives me great joy, and it brings out the emotions and the feelings of my family and of my life and the things that are around about me, it illustrates exactly in the same manner. Because we know that David had much love for his enemies, for his family, for his friends. And I think that word friend should stick in our mind, because this is what Christ called his followers, friends. It is an abused word like the word love. They do not have that agape love, that divine love. And I think this is what the brethren and the sisters here are trying to stress within this Bible school, that agape love. And we see this man, when he expresses it in this summation and meditates upon it, and I'm sure I'm looking here at many, many years of trials and tribulations. There are young ones that are experiencing it, and many lie ahead of them. And by embracing this faith, it builds them up to meet these situations that are going to come about. You know, there was no greater love, I thought, displayed in the youth of David, in that when him and Jonathan embraced in the field, they saw their salvation, and David wept for his enemies. What a change. It shows you what is our needs and how we are to meet them. We cannot live without God. There is no way that we can exist without the help of the Almighty. And David, being a warrior as he was, he knew he could not win those battles without God. And by this expression within this 118, I thought, and I've always dwelt upon it, my ecclesia hears it quite often, but I love it, and I'm sure they do too. Let us be glad that is of David, with those strong convictions and what is of revelation unto him and his throne and his seed as of one. Of this man's seed hath God, according to his promise, raised up unto Israel a Savior, Jesus. Wouldn't that be a joy in your heart to see this afar off, to see their seed that it will be sitting upon your throne, that your throne will be destroyed and will not be destroyed and will last forever. So then you can see this expression that he gives in the 24th verse. He says, this is the day that the Lord will turn our faith to sight. Let us be glad that we see this day rapidly approaching to set up once again the kingdom, and there will be no end. As children in the wilderness. And surely, when you study this over and over again in this wilderness, it is typical of our human nature, the always wanting, never satisfied, always quarreling, never of that divine love. And I can see where God has to cut it off somewhere. And finally, when you see it, only two enter into the promised land. So the remnant stands out very strong. Remnant should be very strong within our minds to remind us that very few will find the way in. He has shown us light, a lamp unto our feet. Let us be glad he has opened our eyes. It's marvelous. He has shown us the way out of the shadow of death. We shall not die but live if we believe it and obey it. You know, James says faith without works is dead. We have to do something. It's too much abuse is used of the word grace.
What does the Lord require of thee? The cares of this life is like quicksand, and we slowly
slink into this mire. Our adversaries, he says, are round about us like bees. Oh, how we know and how we have to stand up and pray to God and think upon these things. Oh, give me strength. Give me the courage. Give me the knowledge that I may have the answer, as Solomon says. This is what I need. The moments of correction are needed as a father or a parental love to the child must correct that child to guide that child right, to keep him on that path. God is my strength. This is the number one thing, that it is God. And I think this brings that point when he went over Jordan, stand 3,000 feet, I think it was, behind me, that I want to show the nations that it is me, not you, that it is through his strength and it is through his plan of salvation. It is not in man to guide his own footsteps. How well we know by the complexities of our society today. Is that confidence? What can man do unto us? And I was thinking in this terms that we read here the other day, and saying, great peace have they that love thy law, nothing shall offend thee. Why are we offended? Let us be glad when Christ and his saints enter the east gate to the city of peace after the order of Melchizedek. When the trumpet shall sound and the voices of many shall shout, glory and honor unto God Most High. Wherein will dwell righteousness. It is a price far higher than any gem known to man. There enters into a thought this morning of this woman. Her name is Hannah. You all know the story. A woman who prayed and believed in God, and she wanted a sign given unto her, and we know the story of her wanting to give birth to a child, and she prayed to God to open her womb. And Hannah, this was given unto her, and she made that vow that she would dedicate her son to the service of the Lord. And I tell you, this illustrates to me a great, deep, deep faith to be willing to give after she had weaned that child to serve the Lord, that she really loved God. And I think this is a prayer that I would like to share, because it's only 10 verses, but I'd like to read this again. I read it over and over again, but she's seen her salvation as, what was it, Simeon, who saw his salvation as he held that child. And it's in the second verse, our second chapter of 1 Samuel. And Hannah prayed and said, my heart rejoiceth in the Lord. My horn is exalted in the Lord. My mouth is enlarged over my enemies, because I rejoice in my salvation. And I want to skip down, because she gives all the glory to God all the way through to 9 and 10. And he will keep the feet of his saints, and then the wicked shall be silent in darkness. For my strength shall no man prevail. And I think of this many times when I go forth the next day. I said, boy, how am I going to meet this? And there's personality clash. It says, give me the strength. And as a doubting Thomas, I walk in thinking it's going to be a bad day. And sure enough, everything is peace. The adversaries of the Lord shall be broken to pieces. Out of heaven shall he thunder upon them. The Lord shall judge the ends of the earth, and he shall give strength unto his king and exalt the horn of his anointed. That is beautiful. I tell you, the revelation there is so... This woman displayed such great faith. And of course, we know we go down to where her son anointed David as king of Israel, a man after God's own heart. So let us... He is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever. This is like Paul had said, that I know there lies for me a crown. And David knows those things. He embraced it, and he will see it again, as Job says, though worms destroy this body, yet shall I see the Lord in my flesh. These are things that we should meditate upon as we consolidate all of our studying and to pray and for the peace of Jerusalem, and may it be within our hearts and minds, and the glory always unto God. Thank you.